Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The White House says it's not ruling out the latest proposal by the House to pass additional aid for Israel and Ukraine. But NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the Biden administration says it wants more details on the separate bills.
Speaker Johnson's plan is to introduce four bills in the House to separately fund support for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and other national security measures. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the White House doesn't support a standalone bill with just aid to Israel because Ukraine needs munitions too. But he says he wants to see the chamber move forward.
The important thing is that the House moves this week to help us get security assistance for Israel, Ukraine, and also for the Indo-Pacific. They need to move this week.
Speaker Johnson called President Biden last night to inform him of his plan, which is a different approach from the combined package the Senate passed earlier this year. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
Jury selection is continuing in the criminal fraud trial of former President Donald Trump. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports the process of selecting 12 jurors and six alternates is expected to take several days.
On Monday, over 50 potential jurors were dismissed because they said that they could not be impartial or because of scheduling conflicts. The trend continued on the second day. Several jurors this morning said that they realized they couldn't be as impartial as they thought. Others had vacations or work conflicts. But others have so far stayed as potential jurors, including corporate lawyers, IT consultants, teachers, and senior living facilities employees. The goal is to find jurors that can be fair and impartial and commit to the full trial, which is expected to last at least 6 weeks.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo reporting from the courthouse in New York City. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a veteran suing the VA over education benefits. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports the decision opens up the full value of benefits for those who joined before 9/11.
Jim Rudisill joined the Army in 2000 and served a total of 8 years. That made him eligible to use the older GI Bill education benefits and then also the post-9/11 GI Bill benefit, but not both, according to a decision by the VA and several lower courts. In a 7-2 ruling, the Supreme Court has now overturned those decisions, which Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson called nonsensical, writing in her majority opinion. Vets like Rudisill can now use both benefits up to a total of 48 months of school. Veterans groups have been watching this case for years, and it means many, possibly more than a million vets, have access to additional education paid for by the VA. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with members of the G7 in Italy today. Blinken is expected to address a number of concerns for the world's largest economies, including the war in Ukraine, the conflict in Gaza, and efforts to stabilize Haiti. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations says the Biden administration is looking for new ways to monitor and enforce U.N. sanctions in North Korea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul.
Russia vetoed an extension last month to the mandate of a panel that reports on compliance with UN sanctions on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, commonly referred to as North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Russia and China may dismiss efforts to monitor sanctions compliance that don't include them, but she warned,
"If we have to, we'll lead that effort to find a path to getting to the truth of what is happening in the DPRK as it relates to violations of sanctions."
Critics say Russia tried to silence the panel because its reports implicated Russia in helping North Korea evade UN sanctions, which in turn helped the North build its nuclear arsenal. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
British lawmakers are one step closer to passing landmark legislation that aims to prevent young people from ever smoking. The bill would prohibit anyone born after January 1st of 2009 from buying tobacco products. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.